Mahesh and Amar move ahead to meet others. On their way, they had a chat. Amar's mind was filled with questions about what he saw and heard, which he wanted to discuss with Mahesh.
So, what's this Keymaster thing?
Well, nothing special. I shall tell you someday.
Someday? And when will that day come?
Easy son, that day will come too. Trust me. Besides, what I wanted to know is, where were you lost? When she opened the door.
Amar smiled and kept moving, while Mahesh insisted.
Come on. Tell me. After all, you have already declared me as your friend, haven't you?
Nothing special, Mahesh. I remembered someone. On seeing her.
Someone special? Your lady love?
No. There was no girl in my life. Rather, I was never serious about any pink relationship.
Then who was she? Your sister?
Come on, Mahesh. No, not sister.
Mahesh was confused.
Neither your lady love, nor your sister. Oh, yeah. Your mother? She reminded you of your mother?
By now, Amar was irritated.
Not mother. And not even grandmother.
Then who? An angel from unknown land?
Amar halted and sighed while looked at Mahesh.
An angel. Can say so.
Aha. Where did you meet this angel?
I don't know what it was. I used to frequently see a damsel who looked exactly like Dakshini. In my dreams.
Mahesh's face turned a bit serious.
About 6 months prior to my death on Earth.
What did you see?
Don't remember much. But I used to find myself in woods. My eyes would spot a damsel feeding the rabbits and squirrels. I greet and move towards her. She looks at me and smiles. She is the most beautiful damsel whom I had ever seen. Her face was charming and eyes innocent. Her long hair swayed along with the breeze. Her smile killed me from within. As I reached closer, she vanished. I used to wake up and wonder who she was. I was hoping to find her someday in the real world, but never did that happen. I believed that she was the one made for me, and maybe that's one reason why she meets me in my dreams. I never knew her name, but used to feel lonely without her. I tried to find her among the crowd of relatives, passengers and colleagues, but nowhere did I find her. I craved for her now and then, with a hope to find and even marry her someday. Make her mine forever.
So, did you ever see her?
I did crave, but never found her in my lifetime. That's the reason why I froze after seeing her. I am still confused as to what those feelings were. The one who had made me restless during my life. I had to die to find her? Did Dakshini play with me?
No. She never knew you until today. Neither did she ever penetrate in your dreams. But yes, you surely saw her in your dreams. It was although an illusion, but a reality. You were destined to meet her, and so you are here. She indeed is a sweet and innocent girl. She also was from your time. She died 5 years prior to your death. You both never knew nor met each other. The one whom you saw was not Dakshini, rather her reflection. She is unaware of the fact that she ruled your dreams. So, relax and just let go the stress. There was nothing wrong. You were young and needed a partner close to your heart. You saw Dakshini's reflection and got infatuated with her, not knowing whether she really exists. Now when you have seen her in reality, you are still confused.
Amar turns restless.
What does all this mean? Why is our mind so complex? How could I see her when I had never seen her?
Huh? Relax. Give your mind some time to settle, Amar. The dreams indicated your destiny. And Dakshini resembled planet Solance. You interpreted it the way how you were expected to, and there wasn't anything wrong with it either. Tell me one thing. Have you ever fallen in love with her?
I don't know. Maybe yes. Or maybe, just like you said, an infatuation. I leave it on time to reveal.